Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in this week to The Vero Insider. You know, if you are looking for that special little something for some pampering so that you can look your best going into the Valentine's weekend, which really is not that far off. It just seems like January has flown by as we launch this new year. Look no further than True Colors Salon and Spa there on Old Dixie across from Chrissy's Family Fitness. I recently went and had my first full-on pampering session. I came out feeling amazing. My hair was silky. I loved the new color tones for this particular season. Kat did an amazing job. They provide gift certificates. You can get massages. You can look at electrolysis. I know a lot of ladies are looking into that as a potential for something that they want to invest in. And this is just close, convenient, and definitely incredible pricing for all of those, you know, pampering needs from hair color to style and above. So True Colors Salon, 100% guarantee that you will love your results. And if not, they will make it so that you do. So thank you to them for being a supporter. Now, one of the things that I was really proud of as we ended 2019 and rolled into 2020 was the success of the annual holiday food drive with our friends at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. Not only are they incredible at moving the contents of one's home, we also understand the importance of being able to lend a hand to our community and to our residents. And at the holiday times, when kids are out of school, there's no free and reduced lunches, the demand on the food pantries and soup kitchens goes up. And so we reached out to 75 businesses, organizations, clubs, and they said, we want to help. We're going to fill some boxes. And we said, whomever fills up the most, we're going to give you a radio show interview and elaborate on your good deeds. And by golly, the membership at Bent Pine stepped up tenfold from what we could have ever asked them to produce. In fact, we had to bring a small pack van just to pick up all of the boxes. It was absolutely tremendous. So here in the studio today, we have our membership chair for Bent Pine Golf Club, Mr. Don Barr. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
I had no idea, except for just getting a little taste prior to going on air, the deep history and the fantastic growth of Bent Pine over the past several decades. And you have intimate knowledge of its beginnings. Do share with our listeners.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
I've been going to Bent Pine since it opened. We've been coming to Vero Beach since 1972, and my dad was one of the founding members. So,
well, I think you know a very intimate portion of it,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah. So there's a special place in my heart for that golf club.
And hence, now look at you, membership chair. One of the things that I found was really impactful was just how quickly members and residents alike stepped up and said, this is easy. We can help clear out. We can buy fresh. I mean, when we walked in, the boxes were overflowing. But this is just one example of the community passion and sentiment that Bent Pine has. I'd like to be able to explain to our listeners just how membership there works, the different calibers and degrees of membership, and of course, start off by saying, you don't have to live in Bent Pine to be a member.
That's correct. That's correct. The Residents Association and the Golf Club are two entirely different organizations.
Okay.
They started out as one piece of property. You know, we were talking earlier, a gentleman whose name escapes me, I'm sorry, he's in all the books we have, bought the land out there, dirt cheap. It was all citrus and cow fields and everything, cattle fields. And he persuaded, and it wasn't very difficult, a bunch of men, and they were men from John's Island at the time, to partner with him to build a golf club. The John's Island community started, well, it's celebrating its 50th anniversary, but back in those times, It had probably, my estimate is maybe 15% of the front doors, one golf course. But the master plan was laid out for the next 20 or 30 or 40 years.
Sure.
And these fellows wanted to be able to play golf when they wanted to play golf. They wanted to build a no tee time golf course, which remains at Bent Pine.
Brilliant.
And so when it gets crowded in February, March, and April, they just want to say, I'm going to play golf. I want to play golf when I want to play golf. And I don't want to make arrangements. And I want to have my friends out there, et cetera.
I'm so, showing up.
Yeah. And that's basically what it's like today. You know.
Good.
And so that went on. And then once the partnership was formed, they turned the property over to Joe Lee, who is a fairly famous golf course architect in Florida. And they said, Joe, build the best golf course you can build. Use as much land as you want. So he did. And as it turns out, Joe, after he built the golf course, said, you know, this is my favorite. And he built one of the courses at Grand Harbor. He's got a course up in New Smyrna. They're sprinkled all over the state. And he's really a high quality architect. Then after the golf course was laid out, the partnership sold land to a developer, and they developed the properties that are there now. So they're
the residences. Yeah.
Right, the residences. And
which is expanding presently.
Yes, yes. There is a property that we actually sold in 2006 on 58th Avenue called the Bent Pine Preserve, which is very visible.
Very visible.
Because it's out there and it sat vacant. And people would say, what's going on over there, Bent Pine? Well, we sold it. And we sold it to a developer in 2006. Well, you know what happened in 2007, 2008.
Correct, yes.
Plus the hurricanes in 04 and 05 really slowed things down in this town. And it's just now that things are really beginning to pick up again. And so three or four developers later, you know, they went bankrupt, they whatever.
It was a vicious cycle for a while there.
There are actually, I think, four homes under construction now, models. So it's 70 acres. There are going to be half-acre lots. There are going to be 140 homes there.
Nice.
And so those folks will have the opportunity to become members at Bent Pine if there are openings and if they so desire. So the only thing that we have in common, well, about 40% of the residents are members of the club in some capacity or another, either social members or golfing members.
Okay.
But we share in the expenses of the gatehouse, and we share in the expenses of the common road, Bent Pine Drive and Clubhouse
yes.
Drive, which you take to get to the clubhouse.
May I say that I love Cindy at the front gate. She is delightful.
She is great.
She is. She is just happy and always a big smile,
yep.
And she's ready with all of the information. So
yeah.
Just a delight. And I could see that makes sense to share those expenses nonetheless. So it's clearly a beautiful course.
Mm-hmm.
And let's delve a little bit deeper into membership, because you mentioned if there are openings available. So
right.
Is there a capacity?
Yeah, there is capacity. We have a limit on the number of full golfing members because we want to maintain the no tee time policy.
Right, because they want to come and go
right.
as they see fit. Yes.
And the max is probably a bit too high now because, again, when the club opened and people like my dad were playing, they had different playing habits than members have now.
Mm.
Most of our members want to play in the morning,
uh-huh.
and there are groups at 8:00, 8:30, 9:00, that kind of a thing, 10:00 some. In the afternoon, you can basically shoot a shotgun and not hit anybody.
Yeah,
you know?
It gets a little warm in the afternoon.
Well, that too, but you can go over there and it's like your own private golf course because there aren't that many people there most days. So back in the day, folks used to play throughout the day. So now some of us are saying, you know, I think what we're going to have to do is just be really careful about how we expand golfing memberships so that we can maintain the no tee time policy and the culture of just, I want to play golf today, let's go play.
Yeah.
You know, so the plan is to expand social memberships because we have a really nice clubhouse with a lot of space and a really nice restaurant and chef. And social programs. You know, for example, the first time that my wife and I went by ourselves to Bent Pine for New Year's Eve, we showed up at whatever, 7:00, and there were a bunch of hats sitting on the table, and I turned to one of the staff people who I knew pretty well. I said, So Karen, do people actually stay till midnight? And she laughed at me. She said, No. They have dinner. They're done at 8:30. They pick up a hat. They go home. Well, now, as I mentioned earlier, Sandy Devine is our social chair. She has things organized. So you show up at 7 o'clock. It's a little cocktail party. You have dinner. And then there was a casino set up in one of the rooms.
Oh,
and,
what fun.
And there were probably 100 people there. And we all got a bunch of funny money.
Uh-huh.
And we're playing, Texas Hold'em and roulette and craps and all sorts of...
And when you're doing that, time flies.
Exactly. And then at the end, you could bid on baskets with stuff in them.
Baskets
and cheese baskets, stuff like that.
Of course.
Then next thing you know, there's a band there, and next thing you know, it's midnight, and everybody stayed up and stayed awake. So it was pretty fun.
They were pumping all that fresh oxygen into the place.
That too. Oh yeah.
No, like you got Vegas style.
You got a puff when you walk in the door.
Well, so that's really exciting to know that there's opportunities for folks that might not love golf for whatever reason, or just aren't active players any longer, to be able to take advantage of the perks of Bent Pine. It is a beautiful clubhouse. It's a very spacious clubhouse.
It is.
With a really nice, and I know this sounds silly when I say it out loud, parking lot. A really nice parking lot. It's not overrated. because so many times you'll go to places and they just simply don't have enough parking for some of the big events that they host, whereas Bent Pine really did have a lot of forethought in that planning process. There's always ample amounts of parking.
Well, better than that,
we
just expanded our patio.
Oh.
On the south side of the clubhouse are all sorts of tables and umbrellas, and we have...
Dine al fresco.
Natural bug spray to keep the bugs down at night and heat things and everything, and... The view over that lake that looks down on the 9th and the 18th hole is the best view on the mainland in the county, I believe. So there's a lot of really good stuff to do. And you've seen the development along 58th Avenue. There's Waterway Village and the Preserve and Huntington Place. And there are all sorts of developments up and down 58th Avenue. There aren't too many places to go out to eat.
Right.
Other than coming into town or out on the island. So it's really convenient for those folks as well.
To take advantage and utilize that as part of
exactly.
the perk of a social membership.
Exactly.
So and is it 7 days a week then during season that they can have that perk?
And for the summers, we close on Monday. Now, the summers here, of course, are like 5 months. So the season runs from the 1st of November until the end of April. But even then, we're open 6 days a week, and a social member has golfing privileges during the off season.
Wonderful!
So if you're interested in golf but don't really want to make the commitment, or interested in having access to the social program
and your
dining experience and your year round,
it's a good time to do it.
It's a good time to try it and not have a lot of added expense.
That's smart. Look at you giving us the ins and outs to all of our listeners, Don. I like it. Now, you also have different tiers of golf, and I am going to have you elaborate on that as soon as we take a quick commercial break. I do want to give a nice shout out, of course. We are talking about homes. We're talking about investments. And as we are in the new year, Caliber Home Loans is your go-to for a complimentary consultation to be able to figure out if you can own the home of your dreams, no matter what stage of your life you are in, upsizing, downsizing, looking to allocate some funds so you can become more active in different clubs and the like. Caliber Home Loans, complimentary consultation. You'll be so happy you met with them. There's more in store on the Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Hey everybody, how's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage, to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the Vero Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery in the studio with the membership chair of Bent Pine Golf Club, the winner of the Indian River County's holiday food drive for White Glove Moving and Storage. Don Barr is here. His beautiful wife helped head up the efforts of that food drive, and it was really remarkable. And I can see why anyone would be excited to be all hands on deck at a club like this. Did I hear that there was recent renovations out on the course and that there's some slated for the clubhouse down the road?
Yes, we have a master plan. And we have probably $10 million of capital projects that we have planned, some in the golf course, some in the clubhouse. The clubhouse was built in the 80s. It was renovated in 2002. We had some infrastructure issues that we have to address just because the club is a little bit older.
Sure.
And some fix-up, clean-up kinds of things to make the interior make more like a 21st century, building. The golf course, every golf course in Florida has to regrass over time. So we need to regrass the fairways. We need to do some bunker work. We need to update the irrigation system, among other things. They're the kinds of things that every golf course has
yeah.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, if you walked on the golf course, you wouldn't know that it needed anything. But, we have agronomists from the USGA who are on the property three or four times a year, and they're giving us advice in terms of how much longer the grass will last and that kind of a thing. We know the irrigation system, the sprinkler heads, the computers, all that stuff has changed over time. So that has to be changed down on the ground level of the clubhouse. All the plumbing is in the concrete pad. And again, over 35 or 40 years, you have to just upgrade and fix that stuff. So there's a master plan to do all that stuff.
So in the works,
mm-hmm.
yet folks can take advantage of all sorts of different things right now. I know that we spoke of Sandy Devine. Devine Animal Hospital heads up the social memberships, yet there's different tiers of golf memberships that folks, again, residents and non-residents alike, can
right.
take advantage of. And one of the ones that I thought was really interesting was geared towards kids 18 and under.
Yes.
My son went through the Snag golf program with Roger Van Dyke.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and was
He's
able
wonderful.
Yeah, really great guy.
Yeah.
And it's true. It was like golf skipped a generation, if not two, of some of millennials such as myself.
Yeah.
And It's important. It's a good sport to know. It's a good sport to help conduct business and teach you leadership skills that you'll carry throughout life. So it's interesting that Bent Pine created a package just for them.
Yeah. Well, the request actually came from them. We have three of our golf professionals actually teach a fair amount. One, Sal Spallone, who is one of the best teachers of golf anywhere, is our director of instruction. And he's working with, I would venture to say, the lion's share of the better golfers in the area, both young and older.
Wonderful.
And he has some teenage students who are really good, but their parents don't play.
So this is a perfect fit.
So they would say to Sal, can we come over and play? And Sal would say, gee, I'm really sorry, but this is a private club, yada, yada, yada. So we decided to come up with a junior membership category for people who work with one of our pros as their students, and they can come to the club and play golf. And as I said, in most of these instances, the parents don't play golf. Now, if the parents play golf, chances are they play someplace. So it would not be unusual for the teenager to go and play where the parents play. But,
right.
If they don't have any place to play,
this is a nice solution.
It is. And it helps the game of golf. It helps them. It's not a big money maker for anybody. And it's really a very modest a dues, and I don't even think there's an initiation fee involved in it.
But it certainly keeps the youth excited about the
exactly.
the love of golf, and Who knows, they'll probably become active members and residents down the road as they continue to grow, you know?
You know, you may not know about Kenny Perry, who is a...
We've heard the name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Kenny is a very successful PGA Tour golfer. He was successful on the regular tour, and now he plays in the Champions Tour. And when Kenny was a young man, he worked in our bag room.
Look at that.
You all
raise him right at Bent Pine,
well,
by golly.
You know, he's from Kentucky, and he was down, trying to make it as a pro. And a lot of the young guys, in fact, we have one there now who's trying to make. We have one almost every year. And they work in the bag room, they are starters, they work in the pro shop, they do whatever they can to be around the golf course and make a little bit of money. Well, Kenny, a lot of the members said, Kenny, you know, if you want to practice after hours, you go ahead and practice. You want to play, you go play.
Aww.
Well, then as he started to enter tournaments, I mean, a lot of these people, men and women, it's really expensive. There are entry fees, you have to travel, a lot of them sleep in their cars. A bunch of the members said, Kenny, how about if we all kick in whatever?
And help alleviate those costs.
And alleviate some of those costs. And he has never forgotten that.
Oh.
So he's our honorary member.
He's your poster child, by golly.
I just saw him a couple of weeks ago, and he loves Bent Pine. And for several years, we had something we call the Kenny Perry Open, where it was primarily for members, and we'd run a tournament. Everybody would contribute a certain amount of money, and half of the proceeds went to a local charity. A lot of times it went to the Boys and Girls Club, and half of it went into a scholarship fund to support people like Kenny who wanted to make it on the tour.
That is powerful. So, and that just shows the quality of the members that you have there at Bent Pine. And we have about a minute left. You also have a tiered membership for folks of certain age bracket, yes?
Right. Right. And I think we have an associate membership for younger members. I think the age is under 45.
Okay.
So it's a third the initiation, half the dues. And then as people get older, the dues go up as you can afford more. And most clubs have a program like this. It helps perpetuate the membership. It provides incentives to bring in younger people who maybe can't afford the full freight.
And help just keep, again, just that love of golf alive. And if folks are listening right now and saying, I want to do a tour, I want to know more, I want to look at the different packages, how do they go about doing that, Don?
The best way to do it is get on the phone, call the club, and ask for Jess.
We love Jess. Jess is going to be a wealth of information for us over at Benton Pine. Lots of wonderful wine dinners and fun things to do. Foxy Nails open 7 days a week. Go visit them in the Fresh Market Plaza. Queen Bee's Fresh Produce. You will not be disappointed. Right downtown, 14th and 16th. Don, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And all the efforts of the Benton Pine community to conduct such a successful food drive. Movers with big hearts, until next week. Cheers.